Our guest is Canton Jones. A while back, I was talking to Ted Wynn, and he mentioned the fact that you are a Morehouse man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep.
Tell us about the mystique of being a Morehouse man.
Man, a lot of people say you can always tell a Morehouse man, but you can't tell him much, you know. I graduated from Morehouse College, man, with a degree in business, business management. And, that's where actually I met my wife. She went to Spelman College, and I went to Morehouse. I was in the Morehouse College Glee Club. I was able to sing for the 96 Olympics and go to Russia and Poland, went to Africa, and we traveled all over the world singing. And there I learned musical techniques, I learned theory, I learned all type of vocal techniques, warming up and my musical scales and everything. But at Morehouse, you learn how to hustle, you know, and make sure that you get through, you know. I wouldn't trade that experience for the world, man. Morehouse has been good to me. It's been very good. It's been a great experience. I connect with a lot of my bros to this day, you know, that graduated from Morehouse, man. And, from the first day when you get on campus, it's an experience that you'll never forget. And sometimes, you know, it's tough when you're inside and you don't really cherish those moments, you know, but you really, really appreciate them when you're out of school, man. So, you know, we love Morehouse College, man. We'll represent Morehouse College forever.
Canton Jones, the project Kingdom Business. There's a new single that you're going to release shortly. It's called Nobody Cared. Tell us about that.
Right. The song is basically for people that have made mistakes in their life, you know, which is everybody. You know, nobody's perfect. But sometimes you feel like you made a big mistake, man, and family members and friends and loved ones, they don't even want to talk to you. You feel like you're just not worthy to be talked to. You know, you don't want to talk to anybody because you feel so bad about what you did. So, I mean, the song is basically telling that person and those people that Jesus loves you, man. Even if you feel like nobody cares for you right now, God loves you. You know, I understand that you're hurting. I understand that you made a mistake. But, you know, get up, man. Get up, you know. Don't stay on the ground. Don't just because you falling, that don't mean that you can't get up, you know. Get up, you know, and God still loves you. He sent Jesus to die for your sins. He knew you would mess up, you know. So Jesus paid the price on Calvary. He died on the cross, man. All of that stuff is wiped away. So when you make a mistake, all you got to do is get up, repent, you know. And what is repent? Turn away from that thing. Start doing the opposite of what you did to get to that point, you know, and start walking in the direction of God. And when you do walk in the direction of God, the closer you get to God, the farther you'll get away from the flesh and the things that keeps getting you entangled in them and the certain things and the sins. You know what I'm saying? So I just that song is a liberating song that says, man, God loves you. Yeah, you made a mistake. God loves you. Yeah, you messed up, but that's okay, bro. God loves you. We love you too. But even if you don't believe that I love you, and even if you don't love yourself, Jesus loves you. And it's so important, man, when I sing that song, to see people crying out to God, man, to actually realize, you know what, Lord, even though I made a mistake, you still love me, you know, because that's the greatest love of all. If Jesus was crucified by his haters and he said to God, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do, how much does he love you, you know?
What would you say to a hater who would say, Canton, why perform with Young Jeezy, T.I., Ludacris, David Banner? Why?
Because light shines better in darkness. You know, you got to put it in darkness in order it'll show up better in darkness. Light around light don't show up well, but when you put light in darkness, it shows up very well. And that's what the intention is, you know, to be the light in darkness. And if you go into a dark room And if you light a match in a dark room, all eyes are on that match. Why? Because it's the only light in the room, and that's my purpose. When I go to perform on mainstream stages, my job is to be the light, not blend in, not get dark, not blow out my match, but let my light shine before men, you know what I'm saying, that they'll see my good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven, you know what I'm saying? So that's the purpose of me doing those things. And for those people who have something to say that's negative, when I go out there trying to win souls, you know, I can't really debate with them on that. We just have to get to heaven and let God sort it out, you know. But my job is to be fishers of men, you know. So I got to use the bait that I have, which is music, you know, to win fish, which is men, you know. And I got to do what I got to do. I won't let somebody influence me or discourage me. Let me say it like that. I can't allow people to discourage me from going out to win souls, especially when I've been convicted and I know God is telling me what to do to win souls. I can't do that. Why? Because I would feel like, man, all of those souls are on my hands because I'm not making the move that God told me to make. You know, just because some religious person came up to me to say, you know what, you know, this scripture says this and my interpretation of that is this, you know. And I was like, well, man, I don't same interpretation that you have. So, man, it's cool that if you don't agree with what I'm doing, but, man, we're seeing people, we're seeing lives being changed, man. We're seeing people come to Christ. So while I'm doing it like this, pray for me that I may see it your way or you may see it my way, but just pray for me. But don't hate on me. Don't try to hinder me, man, because I'm trying to make a difference, you know. So a lot of people, though, they don't hate on me. Even if they hate on me, they won't come to my face with it. Not mm-hmm. that I'm getting ready to punch them or anything uh-huh. like that. But, I mean, I just don't hear it a lot. And a lot of times it's because we're just so busy, man, about the things of God, man. We don't really have time to address haters, man.
How important is a Pastor Creflo and Taffy Dollar to Canton Jones?
Man, they are so important, absolutely vital. For one, the word that I received at that ministry absolutely changed my life, you know, and it's the reason my songs are all based off of something that I heard through that pulpit, you know, and to know that I have that type of support is like so big. Even for Pastor Dollar to say, you know, he's proud of me, you know, and to get that support is a feeling like you, I mean, a man that's been in ministry for 25 years to give a hip-hop, R&B, gospel guy a chance to open up for him when he comes to preach, it blows my mind every time, man. And I try to give it all I have, man, from praise and worship to special music, whatever I'm asked to do, I try to give it 110%, man, because of the love and respect that I have for that ministry.
Our guest is Canton Jones. His new project, Kingdom Business, out soon will be the new single, Nobody Cares. Right now we're playing My Day, Hater Day, getting good phones off of it, getting good response. We want to thank you for taking time to join us and just to talk to us, Canton. We just wish you nothing but the best and wish nothing but blessings on you.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate the support. I can't do any of this without you guys playing it, man, and letting people know who we are, man. And I just speak. I don't know if you hear this from a lot of artists, but I want to tell you personally that we can't do it without you guys, and we really love you, and we thank you so much for your support.
Our guest, Canton Jones, on Star 94.1.